Do you own a practice? Do you cater to children? Do you have the right solutions when it comes to kids' eyewear? Do you have swim goggles that give the exact prescription that your patients need? Friends and family, I'm super excited today because we have Brad Sultan, and we're going to talk about how we can solve all these problems with the right solutions, with the right products for your patients. Let's go.
This is a Defocus Media production. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, resident optometry nerd.
And welcome to Defocus Media, optometry's number one podcast, where we discuss the hottest topics, latest technology, eyewear, practice management, and more. So sit back, relax, and defocus.
What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. Super excited because I have a longtime friend that I have seen do so much in eye care, that has grown through the industry, that has gained so much knowledge, and found a gap in eye care and created the right solution to help solve the problems that we experience as eye care professionals. Friends and family, I'm super excited to invite my guy, the one and only Mr. Brad from Kids Bright Eyes. How you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks for having me on. I'm super excited.
Hey, man, I'm super excited as well because we have a problem in eye care. I was just talking to some colleagues today, and they're talking about, hey, I need better frame options for kids. Hey, I need help with some goggles. Do you know a person? You know, summer's coming up, spring's right around the corner, and we know when we hear that, we know kids are going to be outside, whether they're out playing sports, whether they're in the pool swimming or the ocean or whatever it may be. So today's topic is really, you know, perfect timing more than anything, right?
Absolutely.
So, Brad, before we get started, man, I always like to let my listeners, my colleagues out there in the eye care world know who I'm talking to, who I'm having a conversation with. I know a little bit about your story, a little bit about your background, but if you don't mind maybe sharing a little bit about your background, you know, how you got into eye care, what you've done in eye care, and where you're currently at now with your career.
Great question. So again, my name is Brad. I'm with Kids Bright Eyes, founder, CEO, owner, dads, jack of all trades, but super excited. I've been in the industry since 2007, kind of landed into this industry by mistake. I was in a previous industry and the district manager actually for Joann Fabrics was leaving the industry to go back into eye care. She was with Lizotica for over 20 years. And she got a district manager position with VisionWorks. And she was determined to take me with her. scary because I absolutely knew nothing about optics, but I was determined to learn everything and anything that dealt with optics. And so I gave it a chance back in 2007, running a VisionWorks in South Tampa. And one of the very first patients I saw was a little child. And dispensing a pair of glasses to that little child was, just talking about it right now gives goosebumps because yeah. There was nothing more exciting to watch that little child put on those glasses and smile at his mom for the very first time. And I knew that I was almost in my calling, knew nothing about optics, but I knew that that was a very special moment and really kicked off my career in 2007. From a staff perspective, they were like, who is this guy and why is he in eye care? He knows nothing about eye care. The reality is I knew nothing, but I was determined to learn. And so gaining their trust by having them teach me, in return, I was teaching them about educating patients on different products and driving money to the bottom line. And so it was kind of like a win-win. They taught me and I taught them and super excited. And we were living in Florida after we graduated from college. My wife and I are high school sweethearts. And when after about 3 years or so of living in Florida after we graduated, she said, I want to go home. And I said, well, I don't want to go home. I like Maryland and I like blue crabs, but I don't want to go home. So we became what they call halfbacks, where you move halfway home, halfway back. You're still about a 4 or 5 hour trip. Parents can't just come drop down, but we're close enough that if we wanted to get home, we could. From big box corporate side, I managed to land a job where I met you at Eye Care Associates. And I was running the Knightdale location. And again, I loved private practice. I actually was pretty big with Eye Care Associates about teaching other stores on multi-pair sales and how to grow within and what it takes to have a successful private practice, right? And duplicating that with all the other locations on successful multi-pair sales. And I loved it. And ironically, in 2010, my daughter was born in 2011, but in 2010, my wife got pregnant with my daughter. And I was in the industry and my daughter was born with a rare eye condition, PHPV in the left eye. Persistent hyperplastic primary vitreous. She also has a microophthalmia eye. Her eye just didn't develop correctly in the utero, and it is what it is. But I found it so fascinating that I was already in the industry. Here I have a child born with a rare eye condition, and I had one of the best doctors at Duke that saw my daughter, Dr. Agnetti. And it was like this aha moment. Here, my child needs glasses. I kind of know what I'm doing at this point, 5 years later in the industry.
Yeah.
And so my daughter at 6 weeks old had surgery to try to take the cataract off her eye and to try to save the eye. And while she'll never have vision in that eye, we were told immediately that no matter what you do, you need to get her a pair of glasses. Even though we wouldn't be able to have any visual acuities out of that eye, we needed to protect her eye. God forbid anything happened.
Yes.
We just needed to know that her good eye was going to remain healthy. And so my daughter wore a brand of glasses called Miraflex, who is no longer in business. But with Miraflex, they bowed out really bad at the hinge and they ended up staying kind of like right here. And I said to my wife, I said, this is crazy. Here I'm in the industry and I got a great deal on a pair of frames, but the glasses aren't even staying on her face.
Right.
We have to change that. We have to do something to allow kids to see the world the way the world should be seen, with a correct fitting pair of glasses, something that is truly adjustment free and goes back to its original position, a strap that makes sense, that clips in, keeping it more snug on the frame, where they used to have that peg strap and we would kind of bite the corner to put the peg back into the little hole. And I said, we need a better fitting frame, right?
Yeah.
And so in 2011, the end of 2011, 2012, Kids Bright Eyes was born.
Nice.
And so it started with just one little collection and three sizes and three colors, and it just took off. As parents were getting the frames, they said, well, my kid already outgrew the one size you have. What are you going to do for us? I said, we're going to make more frames. We're going to make bigger frames. And it just kept snowballing. And I just said, well, we got to go bigger. We need more color options. We need affordability.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times kids walk into a practice and they just can't afford them or it's based on their parents' financial status, but they fall in love with that one frame. And I said, we're going to create a solution where we have a quality product, but at affordable pricing. So every kid can continue to see the world the way it should be seen. And it shouldn't be ever based on anything other than that kid wants that frame. They should be able to get that frame. And that has always been near and dear to my heart. And it's just kind of how I've always felt.
Man, I love the story, and there's so much to unpack here. Number one, I always tell folks, and this is my personal story, is that I had a similar experience. You know, I helped someone with a pair of glasses, and the smile that they had after they picked up the glasses and put them on, it just pierced my heart. And ever since then, I've always said, I'm going to be the one that writes that prescription to help create the state of happiness through the art of vision, right? And I've done that. But the most important thing I wanted to state about that is that, you know, we don't go looking for optometry. Optometry typically finds people, right? And when you look at the way your path has been laid out from, you know, coming to this profession and someone tugging you in here, not having any knowledge, but creating value. Even back when we were colleagues at Eye Care Associates and being able to coach and train eyewear consultants and other managers in other locations on the importance of finding the right frame option, the right lens option, but the right pair of glasses to accommodate the lifestyle. It's not just one pair, maybe two, maybe three, but what do you need to really take whatever you're doing to the next level is key. I just love how your story just really cooked up. But most importantly, the piece with your daughter. you know, imagine being in this profession, not being in this profession and experiencing what you went through in that early stages of what was going on with her eye condition. You were able to partner with, you know, doctors within Eye Care Associates to ask who's the best physician around to go to, who you should take your child to. And I want to tell you a special story about Dr. Nieti. I don't know if she remembers this or if she's listening to this or if she's done this with a lot of folks. But when I first got out of school, I was nervous as hell to work with kids because it's their sight. You don't want to mess up a kid's prescription and have them seeing it correctly. So I remember like it was yesterday, fresh out of school, I had a patient come in. I saw Dr. Nieti, I think at a CE. And the last thing she said, if you ever have a problem, feel free to reach out to me. I did that because I had a kid that came in and I was a little lost in the sauce on how to go about it. I messaged her. She told me I could call her. I walked her through the case. She told me I did everything right. She told me if I had any questions or concerns, this is her number and I could reach out to her anytime I had a problem. So, you know, Dr. Nieti is a special person, and I never knew that you actually went to her in regards to everything that was cooking up with your daughter. So when I heard that name, it kind of lit me up because not only did she help you and point you in the right direction, she helped me as an eye care professional to be able to help these kids see well, to your point. So I love the story, man. It's touching me in all kinds of ways.
Well, and just to say with Dr. Nieti, last year I was at APOS in New York City.
Yeah.
It's like it truly like gives me the chills, right?
Yeah.
Dr. Nieti walked into the room and I was exhibiting and showcasing kids' bright eyes. And I said, I gotta be right back. She didn't purposely like walk by my booth, but it's a face that you never forget, right?
Right.
And I just tapped her on the shoulder and she connected in my eyes and she was like, I know you.
Oh, wow.
From 11 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Like just never forgot. She came over to the booth and she was amazed and blown away at how large as a company. She knew we wanted to start something way back 12 years ago. Right. But now she's like seeing how we've just come full circle and what we're doing for the industry. And it was the best moment, like to see her and to share that, reconnect and what we went through with my daughter. And I just remember her coming out saying, we're doing everything we can to save your daughter's eye right now. And She is a phenomenal person. I'm glad you vouched. It's just, she's just so amazing.
Yeah. And you know, she may not know who I am, what I look like, but I will never forget that because it was one of those points in my career that I just got out of school and I needed that extra boost of confidence. And she gave that to me. Right. And she was a resource there for me to reach out to. So Dr. Nieti, if you're listening, we appreciate all that you do. Never leave Duke or never leave the Triangle, because I always tell all my patients that come in to this day, if I ever have any problems with my children's eyes, I'm sending them to one of two people, either Dr. Nieti over at Duke or Dr. Sherelle McCoy down in Charlotte, because I know between both of them, they're going to be able to solve whatever problem that I may have.
Absolutely.
Now Brad, I want to circle back and I want to really jump into Kids Bright Eyes, because you have done some fantastic work. And, you know, you have really created frames, swim goggles, accessories to really make it easier for children. And most importantly, I love that touch point of making it economical and stylish so that kids can have what they need to be successful in life. So I really want to kind of break down some of the products that you offer and really want to, you know, take that from top to bottom. So I'm kind of going to sit back, relax, and let you talk about the frames. And then I also really want to have a good conversation about the swim goggles, because you showed me some stuff at SECO that blew my mind. Because as an optometrist, I can tell you there's a big gap in the swimwear sector when it comes to eyewear. But let's take it from the top with some of the frames. I know you touched on some things earlier, but run with it, my man.
All right. So we started with a collection that was similar to this, and you've seen it with other, you know, similar manufacturers, right? One day my daughter woke up and said, Dad, I said, yes, baby. She said, I really want some glitter frames. And I said, I said, glitter? I said, so we've gone to glitter.
Okay, nice.
So we have glitter and we have 17 fun colors. But the reality of it is a lot of families or a lot of moms or dads, they look at a style like this and they see that it's a single molded injection frame and they say they associate it with a toddler or a baby look, right?
Right.
And I said, all right, well, I will make some glitter frames and some fun. We call it the superior flex frames because I just think that anything you do with a frame,
yeah,
it should be extremely flexible.
Right.
So especially when I'm at these trades, right? Yeah, it's crazy that not only is there no spring hinge. Sorry, I'm trying to get to the camera here.
Oh, look, you know, we can, no worries. We can make you a star, my friend. We'll zoom in.
I love it.
There you go.
But the cool thing with our frames is you could literally take this frame and bend it in half. Now, this frame here, there is no metal rod that runs through the temple. It is a true translucent frame. But the art of the flexibility of the frame allows you to bend these in such unimaginable ways. And when we're at trade shows or I'm talking to another doctor, I'm like, what's your favorite balloon animal? Because I can make them out of frames and they just start laughing. But the reality of it is any frame in a practice that can do this will never become the same wholesale price that we offer. And the reason is because no matter what we do, we just want kids to continue to see the world the way the world should be seen. And if a child walks into the practice and wants a flexible, fun, and a quality made frame, we make it affordable for them.
I love it.
So some fun, cute, really well-made frames that not only bend at the temples, but also bend in the bridge. And no matter what you do, they just don't break. Put it right back into the same position and we keep the child continue wearing the frames the way they should.
Amazing. Amazing.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. And I'm blown away, man. I'm like, when you started bending them, I was like, oh, you
know, don't what? Break them. But the cool thing with them is parents sitting at home, God forbid their child's glasses keep slipping and the eye doctor's office is closed. Yeah. They're not cold insert. Bend them any way you want and they'll remain right in that position. So yeah, really fun. And it doesn't really matter what we do. All our frames are completely flexible, completely bendable, and always backed with that 1-year warranty.
Yeah. So, hey, man, I'm not going to lie. I think some adults may need those frames. But
I agree. you know, it doesn't matter whether it's your everyday ophthalmic frame or it's time for the summer and you want to go see. You know, I brought you over at Seco and I said, hey, Dr. Glover, you have to check out these swimming goggles.
Yeah.
In our standard pricing, plus or minus 9 to a minus 350 sill, we are doing the exact correction that your child or an adult would need. In these goggles, there are 4 different bridge measurements that the practice would get in their sample kit. We literally can go from a minimum PD of 23 all the way up to a 75. With the 4 different bridge measurements, we just expand it. The goggles remain the same, but the bridge would expand it to create any size. Now, in our standard pricing, plus or minus 9 to a minus 350 sill, single vision, poly, transitions or polarized we can do. But the really cool thing about this is we go all the way up to a plus or minus 20. There would be an additional pricing from our standard pricing, but a plus or minus 20, we are changing the world in the way that they see. And I will tell you just a really cool story. The very first sale that we had on our goggles was actually in Florida.
Okay.
The practice sent us a picture of the child coming from the swimming pool back to the couch and still wearing the goggles because he didn't realize that he needed to take them off because he could still see in his plus 20s. As he was sitting on the couch going from TV to pool back to TV, right?
Yeah.
So it's just an aha moment that if you need sill correction, the reality of it is, I mean, the chance of both eyes being the same, right, is really, really small.
Right.
But, you know, you put a doctor into a position, you're like, I want my kid to be able to see swimming. One eye is a plus 550 minus 2, and the other eye is a plus 4, you know, spherical lens. Like, what should I do? And you're like, well, there's no real right answer, but at the end of the day, I just feel like if you don't have the correct correction, right, then your eyes are not getting the power that they need. And it plays tricks on the brain when you're going from your everyday glasses to something that is designed specifically to see underwater, or, you know, in the pool when, you know, doing anything outside.
Yeah, no, I love it. And let's break down, you know, what options are available. Are there different color ways with those goggles? I know, and by the way, I love that bridge size, how you can change it. Because when you think about kids, the one thing that happens is they grow, right?
Right.
Their heads get bigger. So it's like you know, as long as the prescription is the same, they can slowly grow with a pair of goggles, right? And the thing that I think about is, you know, I have a little man now. He's growing, and that shoe size keeps changing.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
I know the feeling.
So I know his head is getting bigger, too. So, you know, when you think about goggles, that's just another great opportunity to be able to advance as time goes by. So you have really thought this out thoroughly. But let's talk about the colors. What options do we have?
The colors are awesome. For now, we started with four main colors.
Okay.
Orange was one of our should we do it or should we not do it? The crazy thing is orange is our number one seller.
Wow.
So the way the goggles work, I think we should just kind of give a quick rundown here.
Yeah.
I'm going to pop this lens out here. There is a gasket that the lens will sit into. And behind the gasket, I'm going to kind of do it at an angle here. You can kind of see the ridge that sits behind here. So there is like a 2 millimeter ridge, or I call it a shelf. So no matter what you do, that lens can never go back, right? Your eye is fully protected because you have a shelf that rides around the whole entire thing. Then once the lab takes the lens and sticks it into the gasket, it's always inserted from the front because it has to sit on that shelf in the back. Probably not doing a great job at showing it on camera for a second, but the goggle, once the lens gets mounted, it kind of sits like this. As the lens gets pushed down, the air gets pushed out of the gasket and it creates a really tight seal. Now, we don't glue our lenses in. There's enough pressure that once it's in there, it's kind of stuck in there. We always recommend cleaning with a finger on the top and the bottom to apply pressure. If you do enough pressure, you'll pop that lens out. The cool thing with us is we've already thought about that process. And so the lab actually etches an R and an L on each lens to designate which way is up on the lens. So when it's inserted back in, again, you just push it back down, creates the same tight seal, and you're good to go.
Gotcha.
We have the orange currently. We have the black gray, which I like this look because it's just so clean and sleek.
Yeah. It's like a smoky.
It's like a smoky gray. We have a purple, which is every girl's favorite color.
Yeah. I love it.
I am trying to think how we can do glitter in them because we've already had that request from some of our practices. And then we have the famous blue.
Oh, nice. You can tell that you lived in North Carolina a little bit.
Tar Heels, Duke, you know, already thinking about it. But they're just fun. And the cool thing is there's no real restrictions. Like, yes, minus 350 sill, but we're pretty much covering about 98% of the prescriptions out there, right?
And
the cool thing is we do a lot of work with some aphakic doctors that work with aphakic patients. And so the high power stuff is so it's so rewarding because we're changing lives instantaneously. For kids that have just never been able to do something, a lot of the Band-Aid goggles, right? They kind of stop at like a plus or minus 12, right? And so to be able to change that child or that adult to be able to do things that they've never been able to historically do is really self-rewarding for us as a company.
Yeah.
I just love it. I
mean, as an optometrist, I mean, it brings joy to my heart. Number one, you know, this helps to prevent patients from swimming in their contacts, right? Because we now have an option that they can see with and protect the eyes with. I'm blown away by how many people swim in their contacts and always tell them that's going to set you up for something nasty. You're going to lose an eye. You're going to have a nasty infection, right? But, you know, there's always that kickback of, well, what am I supposed to do, right?
Right.
Don't swim in the contacts, but they still may do that, right? Even though you've educated and coached on what can take place. But now we have a solution that looks good, that is safe, and gives them the exact vision that they need. So when they're under the water, they can appreciate what they see. They can appreciate the color of the fish. They can appreciate the detail of what they see under the water. This is game changer, Brad. I'm super excited about what you have been able to produce.
Thank you. It's so rewarding. You know, some of the big things we have in the works are safety, or not safety, sports goggles.
Okay.
So that's coming. We actually had our samples from the factory just ship out.
Nice.
And so really just creating that whole portfolio that your kid will grow with us.
Yeah.
We really strive on making things affordable for the practice so it's affordable for the patient.
Nice.
I think that's one of the biggest things. And it's hard. It's hard as now a business owner. I've been now on my own for 8 years. When I left, actually, iCare Associates, we went back to Florida for a year and a half.
Okay.
And I was working for Transitions before they merged with Essilor. I feel like I've from big box to private practice to the lens manufacturing side, I've seen so much. And here I am just trying to wrap it around and put it all back together.
Yeah.
You know, in the practice, it's so difficult because a lot of times opticians, you got half the states that are requiring a license. You got half the states that don't require a license.
Right.
And the educational piece to this whole entire thing, whether you're required to be an optician through a license or not, we as the eyewear industry really tend to forget about how to fit children.
Yes.
And so, you know, that was always one of our big pushes. Either you have a frame that doesn't stay on the child's face, but they fit in the practice, right? Like you could have a frame that's really wide, but it's still somehow staying on that child's face. And the optician goes, no, they fit. And so, you know, Kids Bright Eyes really has been trying to, you know, whether it's at trade shows or talking to accounts on the phone. I'm like, you get a phone call one day and you're like, the strap won't stay on the kid. And I'm like, what do you mean it doesn't stay on? And I'm like, well, what size is the kid in? And she's like, well, he's 11 months and he's in a size 45. And I'm like, you know, I've been doing this over 15 years. I've never seen a kid that is an infant in a size 45. And I'm like, I feel like you have a big one, but I feel as an industry, we have got to do a better job at educating opticians on how to fit children.
Yeah.
And so that's really been our big push lately is, you know, can we center the eyes? Are we shifting the unwanted weight in that lens, you know, too nasally because we sold them a frame just way too big.
Yeah.
You know, part of the weight is the frame and part of the weight is the lenses. And we make it 98% of the weight being the lens because our frames are less than 2 ounces. It's just so critical that if we don't do our job from the beginning, we almost set that child up for failure because they're not going to wear something they don't like or they're too heavy on their nose and they don't see the value in it because we've sold them something that's not physically right for them.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Well, hey man, you're hitting on all cylinders for me. Number one, you're helping kids. Having two kids, man, are the most precious thing in the world to me. No doubt about it. The other thing that I love is that you can get Transitions in these because I am a Transitions junkie, right? So anytime I hear that, it's music in my ears, my man. But Brad, you know, we got people out here listening, people that may be interested in bringing this product, bringing your technology into their practice. What is the best way for them to connect with you to make this magic happen if they're interested in your products and services?
Always give us a call. Our phones are always open. I will tell you that my wife sometimes hates that it's 9:30 at night and the phone's still ringing. And I'm like, I've got to get that call.
Yeah.
I mean, from Hawaii to California, we have a Canadian distributor. Our phones never stop ringing. But give us a call at 1-800-772-0322. Google Kids Bright Eyes will pop right up. The cool thing that we are doing with Defocus Media is that for every, you know, if you open an account, bring in 10 frames, we will get you a fitting set of swimming goggles for your practice.
I love it, man. I love it. Look, Brad, I appreciate you so much, man, for taking the time to chat with me. I like to always ask all my guests, you know, before they retire, before they hang up their phoropter, in your case, the kids' glasses and swim goggles, what do you want to be known for, man? What do you want that legacy to be? How do you want to make that impact on eye care? I'm curious to know, my friend.
As much as I would say that one day I'll hang this up, I don't know I could ever hang it up. you know, you hear stories where opticians or people within the industry leave because grass is greener on the other side. I never once in the last 17 years thought I would ever leave the industry because again, it's just so rewarding for what we do, but I just want one day when I do hang up things and hopefully sit on the beach and enjoy a little bit, I just want I just want that child or that parent to go, you know, when I was growing up, I had the cutest glasses that never broke and fit my prescription, and they looked so awesome on me. You know, I could see the world the way the world was supposed to be seen. And my mom, you know, she didn't have to struggle because the glasses stayed on, right? Like, I don't know if I'll ever leave this industry whole, you know, all together. I just feel like no matter what, I'll always be connected and I'll always want to make a difference and change that one kid's, you know, life.
Well, man, you have done that, I'm pretty sure, by the thousands. The one thing that I love is that you have found your purpose and you found it earlier on in life. And as a result of that, you're making an impact day in and day out. Yeah. Brad, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart and all the listeners out there for coming on the show today and sharing your passion and sharing your brand. And for everyone out there, make sure you go to the website. Again, make sure you go to the website. Make sure you tap in online. Brad is on social media, Instagram, Facebook. He has an amazing product, something that will really change your practice life. So again, make sure you tap in. Brad, any last comments before we jump off, my friend?
Come see us and get in on the summer before it's too late.
I love it. Thank you, everyone,
This is the smallest bridge. But thank you so much for listening to me, and we love you. And if you're going to be at Vision Expo East, make sure you stop by booth P1234.
You got it. Check out Kids Bright Eyes. It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. Stay healthy, stay positive, stay blessed. And until next time, peace.
All right, colleagues, and it's a wrap. Thank you dearly for hanging out with the Defocus Media team. We hope truly something resonated with you. And if it did, be sure to give us 5 stars. And make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you named it. And our handle is at Defocus Media on all platforms. And until next time, be sure to keep it 2020. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.